Would you please state your name and the name of your company for me, sir?
Yeah, I'm Nick Moore. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for Food Service Management Systems, which is a restaurant management company based here in Austin, Texas.
Great. And how many Mr. Daddy's locations are you currently operating?
We currently operate 14 of the Gaddy Land, Gaddy Town type restaurants in the Mr. Daddy's chain.
Great. And how long has your relationship been with Reality Based Group?
Well, Heath, I think we've been with you guys for about a year now. I think our first shops happened in January of this year, 2013.
Excellent. And what was it, Nick, that made you select Reality Based Group as a partner?
We were without a shopping service. Gaddy's corporate was providing a shopping service for all the franchisees, and they were paying for it. And their cost-cutting efforts during this past year and last year, they decided to cut that expense. And so we had been without a shop service for several months, maybe 6 months, which is uncomfortable for us. We've always employed a shopping service of some kind. And in a conversation with a neighbor of mine, who happens to work for you guys, Joe Fair, he mentioned that he was working for a company that did something a little above and beyond what the typical shopping service does. That's how we heard about it. We talked to Joe about it on several occasions. Really weren't quite convinced that we needed to do anything or make a switch from the company that we had used before until Joe arranged for a sort of a test video shop, which was something new for us. We'd never seen a video shop done before. And I have to tell you that after 30 seconds into that video shop, Derek and I looked at each other and said, we got to have this. This is really too powerful a tool not to have if we can only afford it.
And did you find it affordable?
It is affordable. I would like to have more video shops. That's certainly the most expensive aspect of y'all's shops. But I think we put together a very solid program with y'all with a combination of video and written shops that certainly fit within our budget and something that I hope that Gaddy's corporate might take a look at down the road and want to offer again to all the franchisees.
Excellent. So, Nick, what do you feel is the most impactful aspect of your relationship with Reality Based Group?
Well, there's a couple of things. The first thing that really impacted us was the ability to sit down and write the questions that were in the written shop that were going to be answered by your shoppers. We'd never gotten that opportunity before with past shopping services. Usually it was a canned shop of some kind. So it made us really reflect on what were the important aspects of our operation, what did we want to see our employees say and do, and their interactions with our customers, so we structured questions to get those answers. And from those answers, we could tell real quickly if our employees were performing up to expectations or not. Secondly, in those written shops, we're getting three pictures of our store from, and of course we got to pick the locations of where those pictures come from, and there are three really important areas of our operation that it's really nice, if I can't be there once a month myself, to have a picture of that area from a typical customer showing me what that area looks like, and that was impactful. And of course, the most dramatic impact on us was the video shop. You know, in the past, when all we had was written shops, our managers, they're human. They don't like to be criticized. They always look for ways to put big on the lipstick, and they could argue with the point of view of the shopper. The shopper was, you know, the wrong customer to begin with, the wrong age group. Their perspective was wrong. They didn't understand the question, and we sort of ended up in a lot of arguments. But you can't argue with a video. And when they sit down and watch their employees interact with their customers, there's just no denying what they see. So it's either good or it's bad, and it put everybody in a position to understand what the customer's seeing when they came in and what the managers needed to do to either correct issues or to reward some employees and give some positive feedback to those employees that were doing a good job.
Great. So, Nick, have you been able to measure the impact of the program on the business in any way?
You know, that's a hard thing to say. Our business is real seasonal. So we go through periods of the year where we're up and down. You know, we started in January with you guys, which is our busiest time of the year. January, February, March through spring break is our strongest sales period of the year. The period of time that we're in today is a slower time of the year. So I don't really look at this as I was looking for an increase in revenue or an increase in the bottom line. However, I know that if we continue to look for best practices and give our employees tools to interact with the customer in a way that makes the customer want to come back, it will help revenues. I guess I can tell you that overall our company's up about 6% over last year in a difficult environment. We're pretty proud of that, and we certainly think that we've got a stronger focus as a company on customer service and that interaction with the customer. We're in the entertainment business. We sell pizza, sure, and we've got a game room, and we do birthday parties and a lot of school groups and church groups. And so when people come in, there's an expectation that they're going to have a certain kind of experience, and our employees are key in creating that experience. So we've been able to teach them to do that by using your shops.
And Nick, how would you compare this or to any training processes you've seen in the past? Have you seen a better training process, or how does the RBG program compare to things you've seen?
Well, it's certainly unique. We get a written shop from you guys or a video shop with a score. The manager and us here at the office can go through that shop and see exactly where the performance was good and maybe where there were some opportunities to do better. The training process is the manager then, after reading the shop, posts the shop for his employees to read. So now every employee in the store has an opportunity to see what that customer saw on that particular day and what was said to them, how they were interacted with our employees. And that opens an opportunity with the manager then to sit down with the entire staff or part of the staff that may have been working that day or on that particular shift and go through the successes of that shop and the opportunities that that shop presented to us and put everybody in a position to say, okay, remember, these are the things that we're trying to accomplish. This is what you need to be doing every time you come to work here, and it's going to show up in these shops, and it's going to affect our customers. So the fact that we get that feedback on a timely basis from you guys, it's fresh in everybody's mind. We can go right to the game plan training. The manager has that training with their employees. And then it all is uploaded into a dashboard where all the operations people, the district managers, and my vice president of operations can see that these things are happening and taking place, and we're making progress on something that we see is really important.
And then, Nick, just one last question for you. We've talked a little bit about the management team and the field team, the field level players, and that coaching process. But How do you think that they've responded to the installation of this program?
Well, I think I may have touched on this a little bit earlier, but whenever a manager is confronted with something negative about his store, there's always a little bit of defensiveness, and you've got to overcome that. And we're trying to put them into a position where they can say, okay, we're all in this together, we're all trying to reach the same goals, and if I've got an employee or two here or there that's not on board and it's not doing this, this has given me a great tool to point that out to them and to do some additional training. So in the beginning, there was a little resistance. I can honestly say there was when we first hired the last shopping service that we put in, and quite frankly, we had a lot of resistance even when we left them. What I think I'm seeing as we go through the process with you guys is less and less resistance as we go through, because they see that this is giving them not just a shop that they can beat someone over the head with, but a tool that they can go back and retrain and reemphasize these things that we know that we need to be doing. So in the beginning, a little bit of pushback. As we go further into the process, I think we're getting a lot more buy-in and a lot more acceptance of your program.
Wonderful. And that was pretty much the end of our questions, but is there anything else that you think would be imperative for anyone else to know about the program at all? Anything that we haven't covered?
Well, Heath, I would say that anybody that is looking for a shopping service, and there's a lot of reasons to want one, in my industry, in the restaurant industry, in the entertainment industry, I think it's vital because you've got to know how your employees are interacting with your customers. And if it's not done in a certain way, then you're not going to be able to build loyalty. You're not going to create experiences. And you're not going to be able to grow your sales with repeat customers. So if they're a little doubtful, like we were in the beginning, and I think that's fairly normal, I'd tell them to schedule a test video shop the same way you guys did for us. Because if when they sit down and look at that shop, and it's their employees who they can recognize, and saying things to their customers, and either being really excited and happy because, hey, they're actually doing it the way that I want them to and the way that I've trained them to, or, oh, my God, what are they saying? And how can they possibly treat a customer this way after all the training that I've done and all the emphasis that we've put on customer service? And that's what happened to us. We saw some good things, and we saw some things that just made us cringe a little bit. And that was a true selling point for us. And that, Heath, is what I think is what makes you guys distinctive from the other guys out there in the shopping world.